USA Radio News.
President Trump is hosting a salute to heroes for ICE and CBP, recognizing them for their dangerous work and what they do to protect America's border. During his remarks, the president discussed the wall.
And the wall is getting longer and taller and stronger each and every day. We've spent and will soon be spending about $3.2 billion, and we're looking for about $5 billion for this next coming year. We're building the wall, and it's not easy because we have a little opposition called the Democrats. I guess they just don't mind crime. They don't mind crime. It's pretty sad.
Today, National Security Advisor John Bolton met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and the topic turned to Iran.
And I frankly believe that all countries who care about peace and security in the Middle East should follow America's lead and ratchet up the pressure on Iran.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the Dark Ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
A South Florida priest has resigned after being accused of stealing more than $200,000 from the church. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at the case.
The Archdiocese of Miami says that Father Henrik Pollock has paid the money back to the St. Coleman Catholic Church in Pompano Beach, but he could still face legal action after the church reported the incident to the state attorney's office. The Miami Archbishop says the breach of trust saddens and disappoints him. The Sun Sentinel reports the Archdiocese reviewed the congregation's financial records after getting reports that the priest was diverting money, and he did agree to resign last Wednesday. The parish administrator has taken Father Pawalik's place. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Hilton Head, South Carolina woman was attacked and killed by an alligator as she walked her dog near a lagoon. The attack occurred this morning at 9:30 a.m. around the Sea Pines Resort in Hilton Head, South Carolina. Authorities said the dog was unharmed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Facebook has been accused by many conservatives of censoring or removing posts. Now, they apologized on Friday for doing exactly that to Prager University. Prager University is run by Dennis Prager, and it puts out videos from time to time on YouTube and Facebook dealing with various political, economic, and philosophical topics. Craig Strazzeri is Prager U's chief marketing officer. He was asked his thoughts on Facebook's apology.
Yeah, I mean, it's laughable. Give me a break. Nobody really believes this was a mistake. They removed not one, but two videos as hate speech. And then after that, they subsequently censored 15 of our posts to reach zero of our 3 million followers. That doesn't sound like a mistake to me. It sounds like deliberate censorship of conservative ideas. Look, Mark Zuckerberg recently said that he is committed to making Facebook a platform for all ideas. Mr. Zuckerberg is failing on that commitment. This is a long-running pattern now. Facebook clearly, like other big tech companies, do not like ideas that they don't agree with.
Strazzeri was also asked on Fox News why this is such a big problem.
This is very serious. It's something that should be scaring every American. I'm glad that the President of the United States tweeted about big tech censorship yesterday or over the weekend, but it's unbelievable that the mainstream media continues to ignore this issue. If someone on the left was censored or had their videos removed, there would be riots in the street, and every single network would be covering this with wall-to-wall coverage.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.